This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, the body of former President Ronald Reagan remains on display at his presidential library in California. Many people have come to see that flag-draped casket, which will be on display here in Washington later in the week. NPR's Ina Jaffe spoke to some who lined up to see it last night.
Tens of thousands of people have decided that paying their final respects to Ronald Reagan is something worth waiting for. Yesterday, they lined up in a community college parking lot, standing there for as long as 3 hours to get on a bus that would take them the few miles to the Reagan Presidential Library. No one seemed rowdy or cranky or even all that bored. Elliot Oakes, a truck driver from Tampa, Florida, said he couldn't have been any place else on this day.
We were in Illinois, and we found a load to get us over here. And we're like, okay, we can't get our commercial vehicle in here, so I looked all around, and surprisingly, Californians are very friendly. And the car rental place gave me a good price to get a car, just to rent for a couple hours just so I can get here and pay my respects.
Oakes is 25 years old and engaged to be married. He said what he liked most about Ronald Reagan were his family values.
Of how much of a good husband and father he was. I think that's what I respect and hope I could be like that someday, a good father or a husband as he was.
For Oakes, Ronald Reagan is a childhood memory, a memory of sitting on his father's lap and watching Mr. Reagan make speeches on TV. But Richard Terhune is old enough for Ronald Reagan to have made a demonstrable difference in his life.
Well, I was in the Air Force at the time. Once President Reagan came into office, I noticed my military pay almost doubled, for one. Yeah, I noticed a lot of new equipment as well started to come our way to help us out on our maintenance on our aircraft. And so I saw that they were, you know, the Republicans seemed to be in support of the military.
Terhune said he was born into a Democratic family, but Ronald Reagan made him a Republican. He and his wife Teresa and their two children had driven hours through the nightmare traffic jams surrounding the Reagan Library, and they still probably had another hour or two to wait for the bus. But everyone here seemed to feel their small sacrifices were part of honoring the former president.
I drove from San Francisco down here.
As Maureen Kluck describes it, Ronald Reagan was a constant in her life. When she was young, family members worked in the same film studio. When she was older, she voted for him in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, first for governor, then for president.
Ronald Reagan was, I'll cry, the most wonderful man and best president we've ever had. And I was a Democrat. I was raised in a Democratic family. But when he became governor of California, I changed to the Republican Party. I think he's terrific. He's an honest, good man. And we have very few of those.
Once the hours of waiting were over and the short bus ride to the library was over, admirers of Ronald Reagan spent perhaps 2 or 3 minutes viewing the former president's flag-draped casket. They moved quietly, solemnly, at a steady shuffle, and then were soon out in the cool air. By the time Juliet Lilly came out, it was well after dark. She had no regrets about the time she'd put in for those couple of moments. And the enormous crowd, she said, were a positive part of the experience.
What I feel so great about today is that just seeing all these people united, we are one country united. No matter what your belief is, no matter what your political persuasion, that we're all honoring a person that served our country so well.
Tomorrow morning, the Reagan family will return to the library for a brief ceremony marking the beginning of the journey that will bring Ronald Reagan's body to Washington, D.C. He will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda Wednesday night and all through Thursday. 100,000 people are expected to say their goodbyes there. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Simi Valley, California.